Case, please.
Thank you. The first case tonight is 11,620 Keith Bryan seeks variances to reduce the side yard and rear yard setbacks, section 115-42B and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northwest side of Swan Drive within Swan Key subdivision. The 911 address is 37829 Swan Drive, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 514.01. The staff received no letters of support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Specifically, they are asking for a 3.8-foot variance for the side for the house, a 3-foot variance from the rear for the house, a 1.4-foot variance from the rear for the shed, and a 1.9-foot variance for the side for the shed. Thank you.
Okay, sir, you need to go and be sworn in first, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Brian Keith. My address is 38016 Fenwick Shoals, Delaware, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, what's my situation is I have a house or trailer in Swan Keys. It was a 1979 trailer. My neighbor was tearing down his trailer, which was right across the street, which was a 10-year newer trailer than mine. The gentleman came to me and he comes to my restaurant frequently and asked me if I wanted to have the trailer before he's going to tear it down. So for $1, I end up purchasing a newer trailer, which was about 9 years newer than the trailer that was on the existing property that I had. I took my old trailer, tore that down. I went and got a permit through the county to replace the existing trailer. I tore the trailer down. I had to get some footers, which it didn't have footers at the time. I had to get a plan brought into planning and zoning, I think it was, to get to replace the old trailer with the newer trailer. I had to get put footers put in. I had a company come out, put the footers put in. I had Will Godman and Dean was my inspector at the time. Came out and inspected the Mark, I think his name, put the footers in. Will came out, inspected it. Dean came out and approved it. And then I had to go and get hurricane straps put in the bottom. Dean then also came out and approved the hurricane straps on the trailer itself. And then I could put the skirting in. At that time, I stayed there for about another year, and within the last month, I sold the trailer to a builder who's eventually going to tear it down and build a new house. His name is Dino Iacetta, is the builder, and basically before we went to go to settlement, he had Lawrence came out and did a survey on the lot to find out that my trailer was in the setbacks. I guess they changed the rules within the last year or 2 years. I'm not really sure of in detail what happened, but they changed the setbacks of the trailer. It was never brought to my attention. All I did was replace the trailer with a newer trailer. Once they did the survey. Once they did the survey, then they found out that the trailer was 3 foot over of the new regulations. I guess it used to be a 5 foot setback. Now there's 10 foot setbacks, and there was also existing old shed on the back that's been there for 30 years. That I'm assuming it's in the new regs. And I just trying to figure out what's, you know, they told me I had to come and get a variance.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if there's any questions. Mr. Mills, do you have any questions?
So if we were to... approve the variance and we limited it to 1 year, that wouldn't be a problem for you?
I don't own the trailer anymore. I sold it. And the Dino Iacetta is the builder. He's planning on tearing it down and building a house on it.
Oh, he's building a house for you?
No, he's a builder. He's actually has a client that's in the process of designing a house to put on one of the lots in Swan Keys. I sold the trailer, I think, a month ago, but one of the things I told him that I would go and apply for the variance so he didn't have to deal with all the headaches and the problems, basically.
Okay. I'll just throw this out there. As a builder, he should know. But if we were to approve this for the mobile home, that does not give automatic approval for anything he builds there.
Oh, I know. That's what the county said. He said once he does build a new house, he's got to go through the setbacks and all the other stuff. We already know that.
All right. No other questions?
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Ricker?
I imagine the bank, that's exactly what they want for before you can make the deal.
I'm sorry?
I think the bank wants this done before you can make the deal.
No, the deal's done.
The deal is
I already
done.
Made a deal with the bank. I gave the builder my word that I would go through the process.
Just so I can get it cleaned up.
So I can get
it
all
cleaned up. All right.
So I don't even own the house anymore. I'm just doing it just because I gave the guy my word.
Well, the house was on there probably when it was a mobile home park.
Exactly.
It's not a mobile home park anymore. I have no other questions.
Okay, Mr. Workman.
So he owns it. Well, how come we don't take it out then?
I'm sorry?
Why you need to get a variance? Why he doesn't don't take it out?
Because he has somebody staying there. And he's in the process of having somebody design, or he's in the process of designing a house for a client, and he already has people living in the house.
Oh, okay.
In the trailer.
I'm
in the trailer.
Yeah. Okay. No other questions,
then. All right. Any further questions? Mr. Sharp.
When did you place the mobile home on the property?
It says 7/25/2013 approximately, which is 2 years ago as of last week.
Was it in the same location?
Everything.
Okay. Same size?
Everything. Right. It didn't have no footers, but one of the things the county told me I had to do was get footers put in. So Mark Brittingham put the footers in. Will Godman came out and inspected it. And then Dean, who no longer works for the county anymore, was the inspector on the whole site.
Any complaints from neighbors about the location of it that you've received?
No.
Okay. In looking at this, I see there's a chain link fence. Is that one of the reasons it was, I guess, couldn't be moved over to the south?
No. It was never brought to our attention. All it was replacing the existing trailer. So we just put it on the exact same spot with the electric coming out and the plumbing coming out and everything coming out of the ground. We just tore the one trailer down and just put it right on. Took the one trailer down, put the footers down, and put the other trailer on the exact same spot. So we didn't have to do new electric, new plumbing, all that stuff.
And looking at the rear of your yard, I see that there's, looks like an L-shaped bulkhead on the north side, the northwest side. See that right here? Is that the property line, or is the property line, is it straight with the bulkhead all the way down, all the lagoon all the way down?
This here, when I bought this, I don't know, 15 years ago, actually, there's the bulkhead goes here and here, but when I bought it, there was whoever had it had a deck built over top of that.
Okay, I guess my question is, does your property line just go to here?
Yes.
Yes. So it does not extend all
the way. There's
a
deck. They have a deck there. They have a deck. When I bought the project, I don't know how many years, 10 years ago, there's a lot of places in Swan Coast that have these bump outs, and what they did was they just kept the flow of the bulkhead by building a deck over top of it.
Yeah. All right, so your property line, your property is not a rectangle. It's got this little waggle to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just couldn't tell because when you look at the tax map, it showed us a rectangle and the survey showed us a rectangle.
Okay.
I have nothing further.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11620. The applicant's done an excellent job in explaining the reasons he needs these variances. There is a transaction here with a client that necessitates this his appearance here before the board. The uniqueness of the property is certainly is it's 40 feet, and I believe our legal advisor has straightened out the bulkhead situation, which appears to be a cutoff there, but it is an odd situation there.
There's a couple of them in Swankies.
Right, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by you because of the fact that this was a mobile home park and now it's a GR, and different setbacks when you replace that mobile home there. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And a requested variance is minimal that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11620. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Nay, I think the applicant failed to show that the practical difficulty had not been created by him.
So that's a no.
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, aye, Mr. Conway, for the reasons, previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11620 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen, ladies. God bless you.